A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the book of Joshua, chapter number 1 and verse number 8. The Bible says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Our subjects of discussion is God's covenant of success, and I'd like you to pay attention to what Joshua, by the Spirit of the Lord, was told by the prophet Moses. "The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate in it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it." The book of the law, the manual for God's covenant of success, is God's word, the book of the law. Success is premised on meditating on the word of God and doing those things that are written therein. It is then that a man will make his way prosperous, and then he shall have good success. Observing from these scriptures, it is discovered that good success is every man's responsibility. It is your responsibility if you must succeed. It is your decision. That verse of scripture says, "You will make your way prosperous, then you will have good success." So making your way prosperous is your responsibility. It is your duty. It is not the responsibility of any man. It is your personal responsibility. And my prayer is that you will succeed in all that you do, in the precious name of Jesus. Success in life is a function of the wisdom that is available and wisdom that is applied. God's covenant of success is premised on three major principles. Number one is wisdom. Wisdom. And don't forget, we said, success in life is a function of the wisdom that is available and the wisdom that is applied. When God was prescribing the manual for success to Joshua, the book of the law, the aim of the Almighty was that Joshua would glean wisdom from the word of God to make his way prosperous and successful. Wisdom. And so your success is dependent on the wisdom that is available to you and the wisdom that you apply. There is wisdom in the word of God, so wisdom is available. There is no scarcity of wisdom, particularly from the word of God. But you are only able to glean this wisdom if you spend time in the word of God, you meditate in the word, and the wisdom that you glean, you apply to your life and to your situation. It is the application of this wisdom that makes your way prosperous. So don't ever forget, God's covenant of success is built on the wisdom that is available and the wisdom that is applied. In other words, success in life is a function of the wisdom that is available and the wisdom that is applied. Little wonder, therefore, the word of God in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 4, verse number 7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding." To success, wisdom is principal. So a man that will succeed, therefore, must go for wisdom. Dear listener, let's go for wisdom. Let's glean wisdom from the word of God. And do not ever forget, if you must get wisdom in life, study God's word. Fraternize with the word of God. That is the source of wisdom, because God is the God of wisdom. And so the word of God is full of the principles of wisdom. Glean this wisdom, apply this wisdom, and yours will be a very successful life. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "Who is like a wise man and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face to shine, and the sternness, that is the brightness of his face, is changed." Wisdom. And so the wisdom makes the face of a man to shine. Wisdom makes you to shine. If you want to succeed in life, go for wisdom. Wisdom will make you to shine in life. Wisdom will make you to succeed in destiny. So success in life is a function of the wisdom that is available and the wisdom that is applied. And don't forget, we glean wisdom from the Word of God, our relationship with God's Word. Studying and meditating on God's word builds wisdom. The encouragement of Paul to Timothy, his son, in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse number 15, where Paul said, "Meditate on these things, give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all." May your profiting appear to all. And this happens when you meditate on the word of God and then you apply the principles therein. The number two covenant principle, God's covenant of success, is discipline. Discipline, very essential. There can be no success in life outside of discipline. It is difficult, if not impossible, for an indisciplined person to succeed in life and in destiny. In whatever field of endeavor, whatever career, maybe in ministry or in sports, in athletes or whatever it is, without discipline, there can be no success. No matter the grace or the gift that a man carries, if he does not add discipline to his grace, that grace will be wasted. That grace will be misused. That grace will be abused. And so no matter the anointing that a man has or carries, if discipline is not added, the anointing will destroy him ultimately. Don't ever forget Samson. It's the grace of God, the anointing of God, the power of God upon him ultimately destroyed him because he lacked the discipline to manage the grace and the unction upon his life. Paul, writing to the Corinthians in chapter number 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 25, Paul said, "And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." May you not be disqualified in life and in destiny, in the precious name of Jesus. It is important, dear listener, if we must not be disqualified, to add discipline to our lives and to our destiny. Please add discipline. Put yourself under subjection. Don't forget, some time ago on this program, we defined discipline as self-imposed restraint. You restrain yourself by yourself. You do not wait for somebody to come and force you to restrain you, to put bits on your mouth, to put a leash on your neck. You are not an animal. So you need to discipline yourself, put yourself under check, restrain yourself. All things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. Discipline is essential to succeed in life and in destiny. God's covenant of success is premised on wisdom, premised on discipline. And don't forget, success in life is a function of the wisdom available and the wisdom applied. May you not lack wisdom. And may the Lord strengthen and empower you to put yourself under check and be a self-restrained man, a man of discipline, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and ask, "Father, fill me with wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Give me wisdom in the name of Jesus." Lift your voice and pray. "Father, this is my prayer, that you will fill me with the spirit of wisdom and with understanding. I desire wisdom." And the Bible says, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God." I ask of you today for wisdom. Give me wisdom in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and ask God for the grace to put yourself under check. Begin to pray, say, "Father, help me to be a man of discipline, a man of self-imposed restraint. Help me to restrain myself. Help me, oh God, not to indulge myself, not to ruin myself by myself. Help me to be a man of discipline." Lift your voice and don't stop praying. "Help me, oh God, to be a man of discipline, a man of self-imposed restraint. Help me, oh God, that your grace upon my life may not be wasted or abused, that your unction, your resources, your investment upon my life and destiny may not be misused or abused or wasted in the name of Jesus." Help me to be a man of self-imposed restraint so that I will not be disqualified after preaching or informing or sharing with others. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I want you to begin to deal with every area of weakness, every area of struggle. Where are you struggling? I'd like you to talk to God and say, Father, I expose myself to you in every area of my struggle, in every area of weakness. Help me, O God, to add discipline to these areas of my life in the name of Jesus. Father, help me to add discipline to every area of weakness or struggle in my life. My words, my appetite, my passion, the desire for pleasure. Lord, I ask that you will give me grace in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray this morning for success. Father, by the help of your Spirit, let my way be prosperous. Let me have good success in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that my way be made prosperous, that I will have good success. Thank you, eternal God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names that you be filled with the spirit of wisdom, with the spirit of understanding. I pray that by the help of the Spirit of the Lord, you will be a man of discipline, that the investment of God, the grace of God, the resources of God upon your life will not be wasted, will not be abused, and will not ruin you. I pray that God will strengthen you and help you in every area of weakness. Strength will be given to you in every area of struggle in the precious name of Jesus. And I declare your ways shall be prosperous and God will give you good success. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this Sunday for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. You may wish to join this service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are in Lagos, you may wish to join us at Etisalat Building, opposite WAEC office, Ogba, Lagos, and time is 9 a.m. If you are in Abeokuta, join us at Ebinfem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Time for the service is 8 a.m. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.